Hey everyone, it's Carmita, and welcome to Missing in the PNW. Now this week, I know it's not a regularly scheduled day, but I feel like there is a lot of things that I need to get off my chest and discuss in this episode regarding certain things that have been in the news lately. So for the past 3 to 4 weeks, news has been flooded everywhere in the United States about a missing 22-year-old white woman named Gabby Petito. Now, again, this is just my opinion, but this woman has garnered so much media attention that I have seen articles of other missing indigenous women or black women that have not gotten even half of the media attention that Gabby Petito has. There was a news anchor named Frank Somerville, who he is a news anchor in the Bay Area. If you don't know where the Bay Area is, that's in California. He has been suspended indefinitely following a disagreement over the coverage of the Gabby Petito case. He had reportedly wanted to add a brief tagline questioning the extreme media coverage of the story, and wanted to point out that the U.S. media often spends an enormous amount of time covering cases of young white women, but ignores similar cases of women of color and indigenous women. Frank Somerville is the parent of a black teenager. He has a black adopted daughter. And they literally suspended this guy and took him off of the air because he wanted to bring attention to the outrageous media coverage of a white woman. Is that not crazy to you? Nicole Wagon is an indigenous mother and activist who lives in Wyoming on the Wind River Indian Reservation. She also recently has said she has two daughters who were murdered. And if her daughters would have gotten half of the media attention that Gabby Petito did, their cases might be solved by now. This is why I get so angry and frustrated, and why I am so passionate about bringing these Black, Hispanic, people of color, indigenous, LGBTQ+, all of these missing person cases matter. Your life matters. It does not matter how you choose to spend your life, how you or who you love. Doesn't matter of the color of your skin. It does not matter. You are still a human being and you matter. Even if nobody else believes it or if people try to tell you different, do not listen to them. You matter. I want to thank everybody again who has been listening to this podcast and the international spotlight I've gotten, the spotlight throughout the United States, even for people who do not live in the Pacific Northwest. Thank you so much for listening. And please, please start a conversation and please try to help me get these missing persons out there, because just like Gabby Petito, they matter and we need to change something. There's so much racial injustice in this United States system that something needs to change. I also wanted to make note that I have partnered with a Facebook page called Missing and Murdered Indigenous People. Please go check out their Facebook. They have a lot of missing persons on there that they highlight. I'm hoping to work with them more to find missing persons in the Pacific Northwest so I can bring you those cases. If you have a case or someone that you would like me to look into, please go to my website, www.missinginthepnw.com. I do have a contact form on there. And you could also go to my Facebook page, Missing in the PNW Podcast, Instagram, Missing in the PNW Podcast, or you can email me at missinginthepnw@gmail.com. Thank you for listening to this. Thank you for bringing awareness. And I will catch you on Wednesday with my regularly scheduled episode.